Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, stuff moving fastly.
As it always does.
Yeah. You get the sense something big is about to go down with Iran. Mm-hmm. Trump is distancing himself ahead of it, clearly. Here's what's in the news. Okay, and it would help if... Hold on, let me open that channel. Okay, here we go.
President Trump says he's unhappy. Unhappy with both Israel and Iran, saying both nations violated their bilateral ceasefire agreement.
The president warning Israel that any military action will go against the deal after a senior Israeli official told Fox News that they will have to retaliate with force against Iran's missiles.
So the president right now is heading to the Netherlands to meet with NATO leaders. Here's what he said right before he left. Watch.
I don't think so, but I'm not happy that Israel's going out now. There was one rocket that I guess was fired overboard. It was after the time limit, and it missed its target. And now Israel's going out. These guys got to calm down. Ridiculous.
Oh, you want to respond that the ceasefire is fire?
I didn't like plenty of things I saw yesterday. I didn't like the fact that Israel unloaded right after we made the deal. They didn't have to unload. And I didn't like the fact that the retaliation was very strong. But in all fairness, Israel unloaded a lot. And now I hear Israel just went out because they felt it was violated by one rocket that didn't land anywhere. That's not what we want, I'll tell you. And I'm telling you, I'm not happy about that, Israel, either.
And of course, Israel saying it's retaliating because the family of four in the bomb shelter was killed. But that was before the ceasefire technically took place. Although Iran lied and denied there was a ceasefire, and then Qatar's like, no, there was a ceasefire. Yeah. Iran agreed to it. They're crazy.
Yeah.
So, all of that going on right now. Meanwhile, some of these posts on the left are so delusional that I'm just like, what world are you living in? Talking about Trump starting wars and Democrats don't start wars. And I'm like, what?
Please.
Seriously?
Look up Gulf of Tonkin.
Yeah, no, I saw
just
the,
for one example.
I saw some of these yesterday trending because I follow some left-wing sites and I'm like, wow. Talk about down like through the looking glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here is a tally of Obama military strikes. 26,172 bombs dropped. My personal favorite was regime change in Libya. What was that about? Well, Obama just decided that he didn't like their leader and then they should have a different leader.
Yeah.
And he bombed the Muslim Brotherhood jihadist into power there. And they have been terrorizing people ever since. We can't even go into that country to check on the Christian population. They're probably dead. But we can't even go there. They existed peacefully under Gaddafi, who had renounced Islam. And, you know, we were told for years Gaddafi was killing people, but nobody ever asked for details who he was killing. Well, he was killing Muslim Brotherhood. That didn't stand with Barack Obama. He loved Muslim Brotherhood, loves jihadists. And I will never forget it. He bombed the water delivery system, destroying it. Libya is a desert. So without water, you can't go but a few days, and forcing them to accept jihadist rule. Nobody knew that, though. You can see it on the satellites. I had satellite service I subscribed to back then. That's how I know what they were doing. And you remember that? I'll never forget Sean Hannity, who had no idea what he was talking about on Fox News, saying, "Why are we leading from behind? We should be in the front." He didn't even know why we were bombing them. He just wanted to bomb them. And I'm like, "Well, we're leading from behind because we're bombing civilian infrastructure so that they don't have water. Obama doesn't want to be in the front if it's going to be a humanitarian tragedy. That's why he has France in the front." So, you know, regime change. And he called that right to protect. That was a doctrine Samantha Power came up with. She was the one running USAID, a truly evil individual. Truly. I mean, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Evil individual. Right to protect. That's where the Democrats decide that you need a more jihadist leader than you have now. And they just kill the leader that you have. So even though Gaddafi was a not a good guy by any means, he had been our ally, had worked with us against the Muslim Brotherhood in the Bush era when we were all fighting the same people. But that was during the Arab Spring, Lee, when Obama's trying to install jihadist leaders the world over and in Egypt and other places. Egypt ultimately overthrew theirs. But yeah, so this idea that Obama did not do this, I mean, Libya didn't attack us. He just did it because he wanted new leadership. Bombs dropped in Syria, 12,192. No declaration of war there. What about Yemen? 35. Somalia, 14. Pakistan, 3. Of course, he dropped 1,337 bombs in Afghanistan, but we were at least at war in that country. But in all the others, no, we... with the exception of Afghanistan and Iraq, we were not in war, at a war in any of those countries, and the left thought it was the best. So, just really ironic now, they're all running around with their hair on fire, screaming democracy, democracy, and, you know, unconstitutional.
I remember something about the Clinton administration, and was it the Yugoslavian Civil War, and didn't they accidentally bomb the Chinese embassy there?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I remember Hillary Clinton after, you know, Gaddafi died by sodomy, you know, saying we came, we saw, we killed. I mean, she was taking a victory lap on national television about having the guy killed. You know, love him, hate him, whatever. But, you know, for them now to, especially Hillary Clinton, criticize Trump for unconstitutional, illegal, like, I'm like, what are you talking about, woman? That's all you did when you were Secretary of State. Oh, wow. Listen to this. This is so cool. Lee, Tara text writes, thanks, Tara. You literally saved my life this morning. I'm like, wow, I had to read that in the middle of the segment, find out what's going on. Thanks, Tara. You literally saved my life this morning. I've started following the 1 second rule at red lights. And this morning, it was the closest I've ever been to you getting killed. Thanks for what you do. Yeah. Oh, well, you can thank my husband. That's his rule. He was the one who actually taught me that. He always waits a beat, like, da-dunk, before he goes at a green light, which the drivers behind us never like much, but it has saved my life on more than one occasion.
Oh, I don't mind a second, but it's the folks that are still reading their last text message that's sitting there at the green light on Woodruff Road that irritate the fool out of me.
Well, if it comes from our boss, I will sit there and read it, you know, but other than that, no. Just kidding. No, but said to doing, I tell you what, my husband, I've said that before, my husband saved my life in crashes because I was in the passenger side and he was on the same side in the back. And huge delivery truck. Mm-hmm. It had basically the front end of a semi, but it was, you know, half the size. Right. Yeah. And it came barreling through at full speed. We were pulling out of a Publix parking lot, but it was the one in Simpsonville that has the light there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to wait. And it turned full on green. And I had actually, like, looked up and taken that breath and say, honey, it's green, go.
Yeah.
And he saw it because he waited that beat. And he has that habit of doing that. And it went barreling by. And I, like, oh, my gosh, the blood drained right out of my face. Mm-hmm. I was like, we just almost died. And the guy never slowed down.
No.
Just blew right through that. It was a full-on green light. And if my husband hadn't done that, as is his practice, we would be dead, more than likely. Or I wouldn't be sitting here, that's for sure.
Good advice.
Yeah. And I repeat it early and often. Text writes, morning, Tara. Why do people run yellow and red lights when it turns green? They sit there. Yeah, you're supposed to. That's the whole idea. You don't need to. But see, even if you're pushing it through a yellow light, that's not what I'm talking about. There are people who will not notice it is red. I had a woman do that to me. I was almost killed in front of the Gibbs Cancer Center. I was almost murdered there too by a crazy driver. And you know, I had that protected green arrow, Lee, and you could tell she was old, and she just blew very old, and she had a lead foot. And she just blew through there full speed. That's a long enough, wide enough intersection that after realizing I just almost died, I laid on the horn, like, you know, full stop.
Yeah.
And she never even jumped or flinched or anything.
Didn't even salute you?
No. She didn't even turn her head. I don't think she heard it. I mean, you could say that's like one of those double turn lanes. So all the people sitting around next to me in the turn lane, they all jumped when I hit she didn't, no reaction whatsoever to stimuli. Yeah. And she was driving. Okay. Yeah. Texter writes, let's see. Excuse me, where are we going? So that's right. What if these people? You know what? I can't even read the text line anymore. Everybody's so crazy on the text line right now. I give up. I just quit. So anyway, we have the full complement of Clinton, Obama, and Biden officials this morning lining up to say, you know, Trump's not doing so bad in the Middle East. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, I guess it's time for a reality check.
Yeah. Look, this could all go sideways very quickly, and I'm going to warn you that. I'm not going to say it's just going to turn out perfect, because the wild card is, and we have, you know, J.D. Vance and Senator Mark Wayne Johnson, who's seen the intel, and now Trump this morning during that impromptu On the Lawn press conference saying, no, I totally destroyed the Iranian nuclear program. There's nothing left. It was decimated. I hope that's the case.
Well, there's two things that Ronald Reagan said. Peace through strength, and what Israel and the U.S. have done with Iran recently is an example of that. And trust but verify. But to me, we're at a point where it's be skeptical and verify, particularly with anything that comes from Iran or China or Russia, for that matter.
Yeah. It's interesting because yesterday, Israel kind of said an opposite thing. So Trump is insisting this morning that our intelligence shows that they didn't move the nuclear fissile material. It was destroyed. He totally destroyed their program. But Israel yesterday said they actually knew it was moved, and that it was very interesting who moved it and where it was. To me, that says it was China, but you know, because they were the ones with the band. But I don't know. I'm guessing. So I mean, Trump and Israel are saying opposite things.
Well, there may be a reason for that. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What we hear in public is many times not what is being said behind closed doors, and sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.